This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for sitagliptin/metformin-myelin. Active ingredient, S. sitagliptin, as hydrochloride monohydrate and metformin, as hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking sitagliptin/metformin-myelin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using sitagliptin/metformin-myelin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking sitagliptin/metformin-myelin? Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin contains two active ingredients, sitagliptin and metformin. Sitagliptin is a member of a class of medicines you take by mouth called DPP-4 inhibitors, dipeptidyl peptidase-4 inhibitors and metformin, which belongs to a class of medicines called biguanides. Sitagliptin and metformin work together to control blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin is used to lower blood sugar levels in adults with type 2 diabetes mellitus. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin can be taken alone or in combination with certain other medicines that lower blood sugar along with a recommended diet and exercise program. What should I know before I take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin? Warnings. Do not take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin if you are allergic to sitagliptin or metformin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had type 1 diabetes mellitus, or have had increased ketones in the blood or urine, diabetic ketoacidosis, have had severe kidney problems, have any liver or heart problems including congestive heart failure, or any past or present medical problems, drink excessive alcohol all the time, or short-term binge drinking, are going to get or receive an injection of dye or contrast agent for an X-ray procedure, or if you plan to have surgery. Talk to your doctor about when to stop sitagliptin/metformin-myelin and when to start again. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin is not recommended for use during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin while breastfeeding or if planning to breastfeed. Children and adolescents below 18 years should not use this medicine. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin is not effective in children and adolescents 10 to 17 years of age with type 2 diabetes. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin has not been studied in children younger than 10 years of age. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Medicines that may cause low blood sugar when used in combination with sitagliptin/metformin-myelin include sulfonylureas, insulin. A reduction in the amount of the sulfonylurea or insulin may be required. Some medicines may interfere with sitagliptin/metformin-myelin and affect how it works. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect sitagliptin/metformin-myelin. How do I take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many sitagliptin/metformin-myelin tablets to take, and how often to take them. Take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin with meals, to lower your chance of an upset stomach. Follow the instructions provided and use sitagliptin/metformin-myelin until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin? Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin should be used at about the same time each day. If you forget to take sitagliptin/metformin-myelin, sitagliptin/metformin-myelin should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much sitagliptin/metformin/myelin, if you think that you have used too much sitagliptin/metformin/myelin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin, or tell your doctor if you become ill, become dehydrated, are injured, have a fever, have a serious infection, plan to have surgery. Your blood glucose may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be at greater risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. During these times, your doctor may temporarily replace sitagliptin/metformin/myelin with insulin. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using sitagliptin/metformin/myelin. Low blood sugar or high blood sugar. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of low blood sugar and high blood sugar and know how to treat them. Low blood sugar. Signs of low blood sugar may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache, or lack of concentration, irritability, tearfulness, or crying, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated quickly, these symptoms may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, fits, or loss of consciousness. At the first signs of low blood sugar, you need to raise your blood glucose quickly. You can do this by taking one of the following: 5 to 7 jelly beans, 3 teaspoons of sugar or honey, half a can of non-diet soft drink, 2 to 3 concentrated glucose tablets. Unless you are within 10 to 15 minutes of your next meal or snack, follow up with extra carbohydrates such as plain biscuits, fruit, or milk. Taking this extra carbohydrate will prevent a second drop in your blood glucose level. High blood sugar. If you notice any signs of high blood sugar, contact your doctor immediately. The risk of high blood sugar is increased with uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress. Taking less sitagliptin/metformin/myelin than prescribed. Taking certain other medicines. Too little exercises. Eating more carbohydrates than normal. Your blood glucose sugar may become difficult to control at these times. You may also be at greater risk of developing a serious condition called lactic acidosis. During these times, your doctor may temporarily replace sitagliptin/metformin/myelin with insulin. Stop taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin if you have symptoms of lactic acidosis, such as feeling very weak and tight, unusual, not normal muscle pain, trouble breathing, stomach pain with nausea and vomiting, or diarrhea, feeling cold, especially in your arms and legs, feeling dizzy, or lightheaded, a slow, or irregular heartbeat, or your medical condition suddenly changes. Diet and exercise can help your body use its blood sugar better. It is important to stay on your doctor's recommended diet, exercise, and weight loss program while taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin. Make sure you check your blood glucose sugar levels regularly. Visit your doctor for regular checks of your eyes, feet, kidneys, heart, circulation, blood, and blood pressure. See your doctor once a year for a check on your body's level of vitamin B12. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly or change your dose without checking with your doctor. Do not skip meals while taking sitagliptin/metformin/myelin. Do not give sitagliptin/metformin/myelin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you, driving or using machines. There is no information to suggest that sitagliptin/metformin/myelin affects your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Signs of an infection of the breathing passages, including runny nose, sore throat, cough, nausea, vomiting, stomach discomfort, diarrhea, or constipation, headache, muscle aches, or joint, arm, leg, or back pain, itching, or blisters. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reactions including rash, hives, and swelling of the face, lips, tongue, and throat that may cause difficulty in breathing or swallowing. Severe and persistent stomach pain, often with nausea and vomiting. These may be symptoms of pancreatitis. Pancreatitis can be a serious, potentially life-threatening medical condition. Kidney problems, sometimes requiring dialysis. Itching, blisters, or the breakdown of your skin. Erosion to serious AEs. Low blood sugar when sitagliptin/metformin-myelin is used in combination with a sulfonylurea medicine, or with insulin. What to do? Stop taking sitagliptin/metformin-myelin. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What sitagliptin/metformin-myelin contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Sitagliptin 50 mg and metformin 500, 850, or 1000 mg per tablet. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Microcrystalline cellulose. Povidone. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Sodium sterile fumarate. Polyvinyl alcohol. Macrogol 3350. Purified talc. Titanium dioxide. Iron oxide red, iron oxide black, iron oxide yellow, hypromalose, triacetin, lactose monohydrate, potential allergens, 50 mg/850 mg tablet strength, lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What sitagliptin/metformin-myelin looks like. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin 50 mg/500 mg in an oval-shaped orange color biconvex film-coated tablets debossed with S-475 on one side, and plain on other side. OSTAR 386880. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin 50 mg/850 mg in an oval-shaped pink color biconvex, film-coated tablets debossed with S-476 on one side, and plain on other side. OSTAR 386881. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin 50 mg/1000 mg in an oval-shaped brown color biconvex, film-coated tablets debossed with S-477 on one side, and plain on other side. OSTAR 386882. Sponsor. Maple Healthcare Pty Limited. Level 8, 555 Bourke Street. Melbourne, Victoria 3000. Australia. info@maplehealthcare.com.au. Distributor. Sitagliptin/metformin-myelin is distributed in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone. 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in February 2024.